The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
McMahon hits a high fly ball. Deep center field. Did he catch it off of it? Yes, he did! Two-run, home run, Ryan McMahon! And the Rockies go back in front.
AT&T Sports right there. Well, the Rockies continue tonight in Houston with the Astros. Marquez versus Verlander. They're going to get Verlander and I think Cole, right, in this matchup. And I'm telling you what, doesn't get any easier. And I've tried to bury the Rockies now two times this season where it's like it's over. And every time I try to bury them, they just figure out a way. They play their best baseball when their backs are against the wall against the best team. So another interesting two-game series with the Houston Astros. Verlander's been absolutely outstanding, but Marquez has been great here in his last few starts as well. This is a great one. And again, Troy, this is big-time Rockies. I mean, this is what they have to do because I believe they have to win this division.
Yeah, the way it's setting up, the Braves won't go away. The Brewers won't go away. I mean, the wild card, it's not looking promising. The Phillies won't go away. I'll give you some good news if you're a Rocky fan about facing Justin Verlander. One, the Astros have lost 8 straight at home, which is just unreal for a team that's one of the best in baseball. Secondly, while Verlander's going for his 200th career win tonight, at home this year, Mark, pretty pedestrian. 2-5 with a 3.14 ERA. Compare that on the road where he's 9-2 with a 1.74. So his ERA against at home is still 2.04, but he's been vulnerable, as you would for Verlander, a little vulnerable. So I'm not saying you'd rather ever want to match up with him over the last couple years, especially down the stretch last year. But, again, he is struggling a little bit. He's scuffling. Gerrit Cole's scuffling a little bit. If I'm the Rockies, I mean, they wouldn't say it public. If you go in thinking about split, get a split, move on to the Braves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do, and it should be a great series. I'm looking forward to this. Know Justin pretty well from my son's time in Detroit, so he's, you know, an outstanding pitcher. It's a great matchup. Hey, listen, if the Rockies play their best against the best opponents, well, guess the what? Houston Astros are probably the best team in baseball, so this is a great matchup. Next in the Morning Brew.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Cox's right arm. Line drive throw. Caught. Falling down. Belt high grab. Touchdown Gronkowski. A laser thrown by Brady. A 5-yard touchdown grab. Two-handed lunging catch made. Middle of the end zone. Gronkowski.
That is Westwood One Radio. Gronkowski, Tom Brady. Apparently Tom Brady not real pleased with his wide receivers in camps. Takes a ball from him and punts it into the crowd. Tom Brady, is that leadership? Let me ask you, leadership or a temper tantrum from Tom Brady?
I love Tom Brady.
Leadership is the right answer.
I mean, it reflects leadership from him. I was listening to that soundbite, see where they were going with it before I get set up here. Ben, I'd say it reflects leadership with him because it's his personality. When it's who you are, it's authentic, he was genuinely upset, then it's leadership. And there's, let's be honest, he's a curmudgeon now. He's in his 40s.
Right.
He's grumpy old Tom.
Grumpy old Tom. I wonder if he wears black socks to practice.
Knee-high black socks.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? And a pair of loafers? Just yelling at the kids about the lawn and stuff.
He's got Crocs on with tube socks.
Tube socks and Crocs.
Sick muscle shirt. Trucker cap.
Oh, I wish
you run that route over there. My God, he's just taking slugs off a flask.
Heater hanging out of his lip like smoking Jay Cutler. That would be awesome. Next in the Morning Brew.
Shotgun snap. Ben steps up in the pocket, fires for the end zone, and that pass will be caught in the end zone. An unbelievable play by Antonio Brown. Wow! He was tightly covered by Bouye, but guess what? 84 came up with the ball.
That's from Steelers Radio. Hey, Steelers, did you read this? Some Steelers fan tried to break into practice dressed up, and they caught him. You know what would have been a better penalty? If they'd let him practice. That would be – I had a strength coach when I played for the Skins named Dan Riley, and he came out to practice. He's about 160-pound strength coach. He was one of the great guys, one of the great men I've ever been around in my career. And he came out fully suited up for 9-on-7. Came out to practice 9-on-7, helmet, shoulder pads.
Come on.
And tried to run the ball in 9-on-7 and got lit up. I mean – yeah, this guy tried to go out and cover Antonio Brown. They should have just let him, like, they should have let him go and just smashed him. That'd have been great. That'd be great. Did he get hit, Ben? Well, of course AB's going to torch him, but I'm like, I want the guy to get laid out. It's kind of like the old remember who was the linebacker linebacker for, I can't even remember now. The Indianapolis Colts who tackled the guy who came out?
Mike Curtis.
There
that was
go.
The first one that was real.
Right.
He jarred him. That guy, if his modern era, he would have been in the concussion protocol. I mean, he got blindsided. But yeah, it would have been funny if they throw the fan out there. He's like, I'm gonna cover AB. They just pull him over and put their arm around him. Put nah, nose tackle would be good.
Right.
Just throw him right in the middle of the line. Both guys chop him. One guy runs him over and just drag him off the field.
That would have been the best.
That would be a deterrent for future fake football players.
Exactly. And then you just put it on your website and go, hey, buyer beware. Come on out here.
What about the scene from Rookie of the Year with the Cubs when they're terrible that year? Uh-huh. And then Henry Roethlisberger, whatever his name is, throws the ball in for the stands, and he's like, no wonder we're terrible. The guys in the stands have better arms than our pitchers.
Right.
The guy comes out of the stands and just starts holding people up. I'm like, oh, wait, we got a problem here.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. Put him in nose tackle.
Mike Curtis hits him, and you know, the funny story about that is his teammates are like, come on, Mike. I mean, that's like, you know, what are you doing? And Mike Curtis said, that guy broke a city ordinance. And I was just going to enforce it.
Old school.
No nonsense, right? No nonsense. Next in the Morning Brew.
Well, I was trying to make him play the whole game if we could. I didn't want him to come out. That was part of the consequence of what he'd been through, and he knows it. That's what it was. Either you sit him or make him play. I thought it was better to make him play. Make him play as long as he could. It was a couple of times he kept waving to come out. We said, no, stay in there.
So that's the punishment for Antonio Callaway, who was, you know, he's a guy, Florida State, suspended. And then he comes in, and he doesn't tell the organization, gets pulled over. He doesn't have a driver's license, valid driver's license, has marijuana in his car. And the punishment of the Cleveland Browns is not to bench him, not to sit him, not to take away recess, but to make him play. Like, that's their form of punishment.
I pass on grass.
Yeah, you broke the rules. Now you're going to pay. You're going to get to play. Like, that somehow that just doesn't – but did they give him a bonus, too? Hey – we don't like this whole grass thing, this whole driving with a suspended license. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a lot of money.
We're going to give you a lot of money and a new car.
A new car. That's the punishment. Huh?
So
Is
it punishment for reporters to have to watch the preseason games? Is that part of, to get to cover a regular season, you have to cover the preseason?
That's right.
I'm going to be on vacation. No, you're not.
No.
You'll cover every snap of every preseason game. And then and only then.
Then and only then will you be excused and allowed to cover the regular season.
I don't like it, Mark. I don't like it. Because, again, we've talked about it. If you want to send a message, you take privilege away. You take the activity away. To continue to allow him to do it, at practice, I could understand it. No, you stay out there at practice.
Right.
In a game is still a reward for me.
Right.
So I don't understand that part. I understand making him stay out there and work. I would rather seen that. Bench him and then make him stay out and practice.
Yeah, he took 54 snaps in that game. Had like three catches, 70-some-odd yards. Yeah, some 79, 80 yards. He had a touchdown on like a 54-yard little slant completion. It was a good throw by Baker Mayfield. Anyhow, that whole thing didn't make a lot of sense to me, but that's Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns just don't make a whole lot of sense to me. So, more power to him. I hope he learned his lesson by getting to play. I hope that really taught him a very valuable lesson. Anyhow, speaking of valuable lessons and changing of rosters, the Broncos, they've got some new players on their roster. I'm really anxious to hear about your take on these two players that the Broncos signed over the weekend. And we'll talk about that. And yesterday, we'll talk about that next.